Okay, someone who involved Sif Dalit dealing with Mahfalos the problem with Mitzvah Dom. So we talked, well, yesterday we were talking about eggs, right? That's what we finished off with. Actually, no, we finished off with blood from the teeth. The sometimes you find blood in the milk. So Dom Yotze because sometimes the blood goes out from the milk, goes into the milk with from the davening, from the what do you call it, the udder of the behemoth. Today you need to ask Shaila Sfachim if what exactly is the story with the milk, depending on its bottle, etc., etc. Right? Hey, possible fellow also by filo official ubahana. The possible follow, as we know, there's three different isurim. It's also about to eat. It's also the kuf. It's also the benefit. The possible follow. If something becomes also because it got mixed with possible follow, even lasses she'elam and lasses for need to ask a shaila what to do with it. Sometimes it's also ba'ana. Sometimes it's not also ba'ana. Meaning the times that it's also ba'ana is if it's the issur was a deraisa. Because this is the derisive, then it's also Bahano. This is the Rabbanon, then it's not also Bahano. Most of the time, possible fellow is going to be also only the Rabbanon, not the derisive. But Shnei Yisrael and Makirim Zez Zez. You have two Yidden who recognize each other. Even if they're knocking on each other, meaning they're not going to share. Also, then left of the Shulchan Ephod, Zeb, also Zeb, Master Fellow. And now we do it at the same table. This one eating fasa and this one eating chalav. Actually, as a hecker until they make some sort of hecker. If you're going to that each one eats on their what we call it placemats. Ashiyanufo, or you put on the table in between the foods, either dover or something. So it has to be something that's not normally found there. Meaning, if you always have, let's say, napkins and a napkin holder on the table, so then that is not good. You can't say, oh, this is going to be here in order to remind us not to share food with each other, because it's always found on the table. So what you could do is you could take, if you never have a napkin holder on the table, then you could put a napkin holder on the table. And then you can both even use the napkin holder, and that's not a problem. Right? If you say it, so then the other option is also if you say that this napkin holder, none of you are going to use the napkins, then that would also be. Right? Meaning you have to have one or the other. There's a parallel. There's a parallel to all this in Hilchos Nida. There's also restrictions about what you're allowed to sit at the same table. So, So a baby bottle is a shiloh in the placement. When you put a baby bottle on the table of milk, you know, sometimes the child's table, baby comes and puts the baby. I think we come out that that would be allowed. But we're not pressure, we're not pressure that you're going to go, yeah. As far as I remember, we definitely discussed it in the bus of a fellowship. I don't know what we said though, but I think we said it's fine. And you have to also be careful not to share a kli. Why? Because the food gets stuck on the kli. The guy eating the meat is going to have, meat on his mouth and it's going to go on the shelf. And the guy eating dairy is going to have, he's going to put his mouth on the dairy. Right. So, but that's only if they're, what do you call it? That's only in the same meal. But if you wash it, then you're allowed to take a glass that you use in a meat meal. As long as you're not used for hot meat, you're allowed to use that same glass by a dairy meal too. All right. You can't share a loaf of bread with Fasar and Fala. And there's also a meaning that you should have separate kalim for salt, the machale basa, the echo, the machale chalav. So one salt for meat, one salt for milk. Sometimes you dip things into salt, and you're going to leave over leftover food in the salt. Right? So, but that's, it's, if notice that he's talking about salt things that you dip the food into. A salt shaker does not have that kashash. Right? A salt shaker is not, you're not dipping anything into it, so there's no concern there's going to be leftover food in it. Then there's a different issue of steam, but steam is almost never going to be a problem. It's because the steam is not hot enough. Usually it's not hot enough because you can keep your hand there. If you can keep your hand there, it's not hot enough.
I thought you said we need
Right.
two ketchups.
That you need, it's better to get because sometimes it touches the ketchup, actually touches the hot food. Right? Touching the hot food is something else. And then it is a kashash of steam. Not when you put the steam, not when you're putting the salt, let's say, in the soup that's already in the bowl by the table. I don't think you're going to get steam hot enough for that. But sometimes you take spices and salt and you put it in right over the pot of soup. So there you have, there it's more of a kashash. So you can't say that it's halakhically required, but it's safer. It's safer, but it's not required. You know, I think we also said that there's no concern for, let's say, a salt shaker, and if you're putting in the salt into the soup, and the heat grows up into the salt shaker, it's not going to make the salt in the salt shaker flakes because that salt is going to clog up the holes, and therefore the steam is not going to penetrate the salt that's clogging up the holes that it's coming out of from the salt shaker. Fine. The minig is that you make a sign or make some sort of mark on the dairy utensils. So you shouldn't come to mix it up. Right, so basically, it's interesting that that became the minig. Well, once it became the minig, so you mark your dairy. I think nowadays they use blue for dairy and red for meat. No, that's a lot of people do. But you don't need to mark the meat. You just need to mark the dairy.
It's interesting that that's a halacha. It could I would hear the halacha
But
that
it
you
says
have
no
to
again. It says no
mark.
again. What do you say?
I would hear the halacha that you have to mark one, but that you have to mark the dairy. That's the halacha.
It's the minig. It became the minig to mark dairy. I don't remember why. I don't remember why they said the minig is to mark the dairy. Yeah, I can't remember why. I think maybe because it's used less, believe it or not. Let's say they used he how did it he use well until we got into very dairy society, then like it was very rare to use it was more rare to use dairy. I don't know if that's the reason. Yes, up a bosso, or if you rock houses of this, huh? Now there's a mark both, but you don't have to. You don't have to. Ocha boso, or if you rock houses of us, let's say you eat meat, right? Or you even eat a meat, a top shish of us. Top shish of us, let's say it's basically potatoes and rachon, right? Well, you have a mapole follow, actually, you just shish shows, and you're not allowed to eat dairy until you wait 6 hours. Again, the tops of sobaso is finished because the tzvardim really don't hold that. But really, the tzvardim hold, if you eat a tops of sobaso, let's say a potato from the chalent, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Ashkenazim hold, you do have to, even though I think tzvardim even nowadays, many of them hold, you have to. But fine. So that's case number one. If somebody chews on behalf of a child, also needs to wait 6 hours. I'll be Shashua Kashir, even though he waited that a proper amount of time. I'm sorry, I did a run on sentence. If you chew for a teaneck, you also need to wait. That means even if you spit it out, right? You still have to, because we know that there's two reasons why you wait 6 hours. There's either because the taste sits in you. In which case, if you just chew and you spit it out, that won't apply. Or because it gets stuck in the teeth, in which case, if you chew, then even if you spit it out, it's a problem. So that would be the difference. That would be the nafkamina between the two reasons. Or you can flip it around. If you just swallow the meat without chewing it, so the first sheet will hold that if you have to wait 6 hours, but the one with the teeth would hold that you don't have to wait 6 hours. Right? Fine. So then it continues. Ava pshuto kashir. Even if you waited a shear, in matzah posa v'neshinayim, which is a very common occurrence, let's say you find meat in your teeth more than 6 hours later, tzarek lasiro, you have to remove the teeth, you have to remove the meat. Avalein, you do not have to wait 6 hours. You wipe down your mouth, yedicha, and you wash it out. Now, what does it mean? How does it mean to wipe your mouth out? You eat a little bit of bread, and you wash your mouth. Basically, you wipe your mouth with the bread, because when the bread goes around your mouth, it basically rubs the gums. You also have to wash it out with water or drink or the shower mask or any other liquid. You can just bite the bread and spit out. Theoretically, yeah, you can just spit out the bread, yeah. I don't think you have to do this vote. But what do I want to say? Oh, so what happens if you swallow that little piece of meat that's in your teeth? Now do you have to wait 6 hours? But there's no, yeah, because there's no shear. There's no minimum shear for eating meat. People. Sometimes call up and ask a shy, like they ate a tiny drop of meat and they change their mind that they have to wait. It doesn't say a shear in the halacha, it just says any amount of meat. So, l'chaira, you take a little piece of meat that's in your teeth and swallow, you have to wait 6 hours, which is by the shulchan hole, so you have to. Right? Either way. So, that's the thing. So, after 6 hours, we say it may be decayed enough that it doesn't really have a din of meat anymore. Yeah, it's not, you're not going to taste it. But the question is, the light plug. Right, so the light plug though. So I don't know. There are sheikhs that say, yeah. Yeah. I don't think the consensus, the halakhic consensus is not true, as far as I know. Okay, you'd, and loy, but tasha, loy, bus, loy, shuman, shuman. So let's say the cooked food didn't have meat, it didn't have fat from meat. Elishin is bashal, the kedershavasa. Right? This is your good old parrot. You cooked parim in a meat pot. Even if the pot wasn't cleaned so well, meaning the guy's the one that did the dishwashing, put the lechel acher of cholov, that's mutter to eat milk afterwards. Meaning there's no tam does not make you have to wait 6 hours. Only mamashes, only years. Fine, yud aleph, ochel gvina. What about the opposite? You ate cheese. Put the lechel acher of basim biyad besudah cheres. You're allowed to eat meat right away after eating cheese. As long as it's another Suda, right? So what he means by that, with another Suda, he has to say a bracha achrayna first. Mishnah Berurah, and this is the stira, the Mishnah Berurah in the other day, and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shavuos, where the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to bench, right? And you could just, as long as you do the process of cleaning out your mouth, then you can continue eating meat even during that meal. Yivdak, as long as you check your hands and shum davar to make sure there's no cheese. What? Use before you don't have to. Or you're fitting b'mayim or washing the water. You also have to clean out your teeth. You'll be a pin and wash your mouth. And if the cheese is hard, it means that it was humda bekeva means how do they say it? Yeah, but no, first you need to make yishna is aged. You had to what's the word? Let me see how they touch you. They touch your eyes. No, you put it into the milk in order to make a cheese. You curdle it, I guess. Matalas, or it's wormy peas, and right to left alafaga. In that case, if you want to eat meat, you have to wait 6 hours because hard cheese requires. requires waiting 6 hours. Nowadays, I never heard that the cheese having worms in it, but yeah. You'd base reshuffle. Let's say somebody ate cheese and now he wants to eat meat. So you need to take off the table the leftover bread that you're eating with cheese. But also left with the and you're not allowed to eat cheese on a tablecloth if you eat meat. The same label, the same thing, the opposite. You need several tablecloths. Gam also lachter kesakin shel basar pasta and grina. You're not allowed to take a dairy or my knife and cut.
Another table, please.
Minutes.
Plate, and then you put the tablecloths.
You still need several tablecloths. That's what you said. The Rashba says nowadays that we don't put food on the table. You really don't need a tablecloth. But then he says that you still should have a tablecloth. You're not allowed to cut with a meat knife bread that you're going to eat with cheese. The family looks at the opposite. If you want to suck it up, that's even if the knife is clean. Right? So that's the chatchila. To be added, if you did it already, then it would be okay. The shasat chaks. Let's see if you're traveling. And it's clean and wiped down, wiped down very well. And same thing with the opposite. Right, so Mashas talk, you're allowed to, and B'diavad, if you did it already, then it's also okay. Especially nowadays that our knives are considered very clean. Let's say you cut onions with a meat knife, a shard of a korf, or any other sharp food with a son of a knife or bow, and then you put it into cheese. This is a very common question. You need to ask a shell is talking. And the reason for this is that we know that cutting something sharp takes a utensil that normally hasn't been used in 24 hours and makes it as if it was used in 24 hours. So now you have to try and figure out where we're headed with it just there. Right? If it's was it a binyamin, not a binyamin? How sharp was it? Right? Meaning there's all sorts of things. That's why you're supposed to have pair of knives to cut anything sharp. You should never be cutting things in your kitchen, onions and jalapenos and all that with dairy knives or meat knives. You should always have pair of knives and pair of cutting boards, and that saves a lot of headache. According, yes, according to the Chabad Chochmas Adam, even the cutting board can cause problems. Let's say you make a cooked food with meat and milk, but almond milk. Historically, you have to put inside the food or next to the food, shkeidim, nuts, to show that the milk that you're putting into your food is para milk, not dairy milk. Right? Nowadays, right, nowadays, thank you. Nowadays, very hard to say that you need to do this. If anybody sees you with drinking milk during a meat meal, nobody's going to think that you're being right or wrong. Everybody's going to think you're drinking almond milk. If that's the case, no matter sign. But fine. The meaning is not to kasher utensils from milk to meat, or if for the opposite. What? For Pesach, once you're kasher with Pesach, you're allowed to then kasher from milk situations.
It's
Come on, yeah, come on. It's motor. We're dealing with this.
unclean and designated as patient. Please.
Then, yeah, if you make it sure, that's one of the aids to do it. Let's say you want to swap your silverware from milk to flesh. So we're saying the minig is not to. Okay, so make a tray. Once you make a treif, you're allowed to kosher it. But just make a treif in a way that you're not over on the issa. No, if you cook meat and milk together, yeah, but don't. Right? It's treif is a b'di'avad. It's if it happened. Here we're talking about lichatchila. It's, you know what I mean, the guy decides that he's too cheap to buy his wife separate milk from slaves. He tells the wife, I mean, we'll eat dinner every 25 hours, right? And you'll kosher. It's after 24 hours, you'll kosher. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to avoid because you may end up koshering it less than 24 hours. Yeah, as long as you're koshering it for a different reason, I think it doesn't apply. That's what I think. Yes. Yeah. Tez Zayin, the last one. Yayin Ubasa Vatika's dog, Shane by Simon. Yes, we could switch. Yes, I'm saying we could switch. That's I believe you could switch. Yeah. Tez Zayin, Yayin Ubasa Vatika's dog, wine, meat. I did that. You didn't take that. It's only took Tez Zayin, took Tez Zayin. Yeah.
Including Tezayin.
Including Tezayin, that's what they're saying. Tezayin.
Yeah, Tezayin. So, last one's Tezayin.
Right, including 16.
Including.
Including 16, including 16, yes. Yain ubasa b'chatichas dog, wine, meat, and a piece of fish, chained by simen. They don't have simen. Shemafidin, ashofen b'yad, shemafidin, that you gave him to watch, you gave it to a guy to watch. Ashofen b'yad akam, we'll send it behind the guy. The kol shekein b'yad Yisrael pashut, and kol shekein Yisrael that's pashut. You see here, this is one of the rare cases where it's worse to send with a yid than with a goy. Right? It's saying kol shekein if you send it with Yisrael chashud, because Yisrael chashud is less concerned about being fought because he thinks he could be trusted because he's a yid. Tzarech shnei chasamos. If you want to do it, you need to put on two seals, but that's for wine, basar, and fish. Have a yayin levushel with cooked wine, v'chein ha'chaimet sheyayin, the same thing with vinegar. The color of milk, upas, and bread, ugvina, and cheese, sagadus, is enough with one. Enough with one seal. And what happens with the evid? If you did it, that we'll see tomorrow. But this is the show. Okay. The Uber Eats driver is a yid. Yeah. So it should be sealed anyways from the restaurants. That's why the restaurants seal things. No, he's chashuv and kashrus. He's chashuv and kashrus, yeah. Yeah.
That it's not. I can't wait to try for nine. So then there's one
No, fairness is fine. Yeah. All right, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank
Yeah.
you. And on that note, I finally got home. L'chaim.
L'chaim, you got a bunch of L'chaim. L'chaim on a Perek, L'chaim on a Masechta.
And on
Right.
tonight.
All right.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Have a good night. Yeah.